One thing I've been doing this year, I've been playing around with or experimenting and also actively using in various applications, is working with OpenAI models, running OpenAI models locally on my machine or on some servers I rented. And here I'm talking about models like the Gemma 3 models by Google, the Llama models by Meta, the Qwen models, and many other models. Now, in case you don't know, open large language models are essentially the same like the proprietary ones, the GPT models by OpenAI, for example, or the Gemini models by Google. The important difference just is that with those open models, you get access to their weights, to the parameters, so to the output of the training process in the end, and you can therefore run them on your own hardware, on your laptop, your desktop PC, or a server you rented, for example. Now, of course, that's only possible because most open models are smaller than the big proprietary ones. Not all of them, though. For example, DeepSeek R1 is that one open model that shook up the entire industry earlier this year, and that's a huge model with more than 600 billion parameters. So not all of them are small, but many of them are on the smaller side, and they need to be because otherwise you wouldn't be able to run them on your laptop, on your system. Now, you therefore, of course, might wonder how well such a small model might perform, since it's way smaller than the huge state-of-the-art models. We don't know the parameter counts for all the proprietary models, but we can assume that they're rather large too. And the surprising answer might be that indeed these small open models do perform pretty well. You can take a look at benchmarks. Of course, you should take that with a grain of salt, though, because you can optimize models for benchmarks, and of course, the model providers only publish the benchmark numbers they like. But you can also take a look at things like the LM Arena leaderboard, where people like you and me basically vote models up or down. And here you would, for example, see that the Gemma model, the 27 billion parameter Gemma model, does quite well, for example. It is in the top ranks despite being much smaller than the large proprietary ones. Now, of course, it's not number one though. So, of course, depending on the use case you have, using such an open model might not be a viable alternative. But my argument, and what I saw over the last months, is that for many use cases, they're absolutely perfect. And they bring some big advantages to the table. So, for example, if we're talking about things like data analysis, extracting information from documents, or content generation, especially when combined with few-shot prompting, these models are amazing. And the huge advantage is not just that you don't have to pay for them if you leave your hardware aside, but that you got 100% privacy. And of course, you might not care about privacy. You might be fine with sending your prompts to OpenAI or any other provider and with them using those prompts and the outputs for further training. And I don't worry about that either, to be honest. But I'm not super interested in sending them all my confidential documents, to be honest. And it's not just the training. Maybe they tell me that they won't train based on my data. But I really don't want to share certain documents with them at all. I don't want to have my private documents or images necessarily on their servers. And that's where those open models really come in handy. Because if I run such an open model on my local machine, and doing so is super simple, I'll get back to that. If I run that on my local machine, then of course my data never leaves my machine. It never reaches the creator of that model. It's never used for training or exposed anywhere else. In addition, of course, that model also works if I don't have internet connection on a plane, for example, and being able to ask questions regarding code there is better than not being able to ask at all. And I got zero latency. And if the OpenAI servers are down again, well, then I also don't have to worry about that because my model on my system is still up and running. In addition, by the way, you also don't have any vendor lock-in. If OpenAI rolls out a new version, and I'm just using them as an example, it's the same for Google and so on, of course. If they roll out a new version of some model and suddenly that model performs worse than before, or if they rate limit me or anything else, there's nothing I can do about that, right? I can cancel my subscription and move on to a different provider, but that's about it. With my locally running model, that's just not something I have to worry about, because as long as I don't replace it, it's not going to change. It's the same model tomorrow as it was yesterday. It's not going to magically be updated or anything like that. So that's all amazing. And that's why I'm really using these open models for many, many use cases. Now, using them is pretty simple, thankfully, because there are tools like Ollama and LM Studio, which are extremely user-friendly, especially LM Studio, because that is really just an application you install. It's available for Windows, macOS, Linux. It gives you a nice graphical user interface, and you can download and manage your models right from inside that tool. You can then chat with those models there, attach files. If you have a model that supports it, you can also attach images. For example, the Gemma 3 models provided by Google Duo. And by the way, those Gemma models are not to be confused with the Gemini models. The Gemma models are free. The Gemini models aren't. So that's an important difference. And therefore, that's an amazing way of using these models. Best of all, LM Studio and Ollama also allow you to use these models programmatically, because they both expose an API that's then running locally on your system. Or if you were to run Ollama on a rented server, you could of course also expose the relevant ports or forward requests to the API running on that server so that you could communicate with it from your local machine. Whatever. No matter how you set it up, you can communicate with those APIs provided by LM Studio or Ollama with your locally running AI models from inside your code. And that's something I've been using a lot to build all kinds of automations that run on my system and that use these locally running models. And as you can hear, I'm pretty excited about that. And that's also why I created a complete course on that. You'll find a link with a nice discount below this video. And in this course, I share all the knowledge and experience I gathered related to these open models over the last couple of months. I show you in detail how to set up these tools, how to configure them, how to load models, how to tweak models, how to adjust the model configurations, how to build customized models based off base models. We dive into usage examples, code examples, how to use these models programmatically, and much, much more. We also explore quantization, which is a technique that ensures that you can run even more sizable models on low end or on not top-notch hardware. So that's super important. And therefore, if you also want to reap all these benefits and you don't want to dive into all the docs on your own and figure out everything on your own, take advantage of my knowledge. I shared it here. You find a link with a very affordable price to that course below this video. But no matter if you take that course or not, I can truly recommend playing around with these open models and seeing if you maybe also got some use cases where you can take advantage of them. Now, you're not likely to cancel your ChatGPT or Google Gemini subscription because of these models. I did neither. I used them in conjunction. But as I explained, for certain use cases, for certain automations, these are amazing alternatives and cheaper alternatives, since I don't have to pay for the OpenAI API usage, for example, compared to just using ChatGPT or the OpenAI GPT models. So give it a thought, and if you want, give the course a thought. It will really help you get started with running those open models locally.